Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us live to talk about this on the 1010 Winds Newsline, Dr. Dennis Nash, Distinguished Professor of Epidemiology at CUNY. Dr. Nash, how do you suppose this happened? The people who went to the show were supposed to either be vaccinated or have been tested. I believe they were not required to wear masks. What was the problem, do you think?
Well, these are great questions. And I think it's important for everyone to understand that even when you have a vaccine requirement and a testing requirement, it's still really quite likely that at a large event like this, that there are going to be people carrying the infection and also capable of spreading the infection. Vaccines do not protect against infection. What they're good at protecting against, they don't protect 100% against infection. People who are vaccinated can acquire and transmit the infection. And because of that, you will have situations where at large scale events, people who are vaccinated can be coming in and they could be infectious. You can also have people who are unvaccinated in the same situation because testing is not perfect either. People who test negative 72 hours prior to the event could become positive in the ensuing days, and those folks can be infectious at the time of the event. And so it really does emphasize the need for better social distancing, even at outdoor events like the one we're talking about now with the cluster, and also masking, especially when people are really packed in, like in very close proximity to one another, like we've seen in some of the pictures from that event. I think masks are an important strategy there too.
Yeah, and yet, Doctor, of course, we're coming off this summer of so many concerts. We had the huge concert in Central Park and a number of concerts leading up to that one in the other boroughs. I'm almost surprised that we haven't heard of more cases from that because of your point that you could be walking around with this infection in particular from the Delta and really not know it.
Yep. I think that is, part of this, what's so challenging about this virus. It can be very silent. It can be very transmitted very quickly, especially with Delta. And I think we just have to assume that in any situation, especially in indoor settings, the possibility that you could be exposed to the virus can be, quite high when there's community transmission like we're seeing around New York City and especially around the country.
Yeah. And speaking of New York City, we just heard from the health commissioner a short time ago. Mayor de Blasio was talking about boosters at his morning briefing. It seems that everybody's gearing up to give them out. And Doctor, I'm wondering, what are you expecting to hear from the FDA, if anything, tomorrow when they debate boosters?
Well, I still think that the jury is out on whether boosters are going to be a helpful strategy from a public health perspective. We've seen some evidence to suggest that, the Pfizer vaccine, people who got the Pfizer vaccine more than 8 months ago might benefit from a booster to protect them against risk of severe disease. I think the FDA needs to really look at that data carefully. I think it will really be different from one vaccine to the next, one vaccine manufacturer to the next. And I don't think we have all the data to know yet, but we do know one thing very clearly. In New York State and now nationally, there have been some very compelling studies that have shown that even with Delta over time, the efficacy of the vaccine has really held at above 90% at preventing hospitalizations and deaths. And I think that is the most important bottom line here. We're not going to have vaccines to protect against transmission as much as we would like to, but they do still work for hospitalizations and deaths and very well.
Dr. Dennis Nash, always good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.